Blog Talk Radio.
Seconds
20 minutes ago. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of new mercy, and we really and truly thank God for being a just and faithful God. Hallelujah, because God did not have to do it. He did not have to do it, but he yet did it anyhow. So we bless God for you, you, and you, and you. Go tell a friend, go tell a neighbor, amen, that PSMI is live on the air with Prophet Daryl Saunders, amen. Not only that, we are standing in for our overseer, amen, our leader, amen, Pastor Michael Shakespeare, amen. We thank God for him. We honor him, amen. We thank God for him trusting us to come in and stand in and do the show for him today, amen. Apostle is doing apostle, amen. So we thank God for him, amen. We really truly thank God for Apostle Shakespeare, amen. You know, anytime I'm on the show, amen, that if he's not on here, he must be busy doing a work for kingdom, amen. So we really and truly just thank God, and we're going to continually to lift our apostle up in prayer, amen, hallelujah. All those who know how to pray, those who can pray and got a real relationship with God, that got a prayer life, amen, continue to pray for our apostle, amen. He needs our prayers. Amen. And I thank God for what's to come is better than what's been. Amen. Hallelujah. I am excited. I am excited about what God is doing in this season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad to be above the ground and not below the ground. Amen. Even though, yes, last night was almost one of the bad nights of my life, but hey, God allowed me to make it through this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but I'm just glad. I'm just happy to be on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't know too many people that are saved and that are excited about being saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Some church folks, you just look at them, just look like they're just mad at the world. Hallelujah. But I'm here to let you know that Prophet Daryl Saunders is excited about the Lord Jesus Christ. I am excited about my Father, that I'm able to do my Father's business, that I'm able to do the work of him that sent me. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And I just really and truly just thank God for you, you, and you, and you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to give y'all this number. Amen. And we're going to give it out quite frequently through the show. Amen. So we want y'all to take a pen, get a pen, get some paper. Amen. And jot the number down so you can call in and worship and praise the Lord with us. Amen. Hallelujah. And give your testimony. We don't want no gossiping. Amen. We want a testimony. Hallelujah. We don't want no whole life story. We just want a testimony. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says the people overcame by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. People are not testifying anymore. They are telling their business or they're gossiping. Hallelujah. But they're not testifying. Testifying means testimony. Hallelujah. That means you've been through a test. Hallelujah. And you passed the test. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's like being in school. Hallelujah. When you pass that test in school, you're going to go tell somebody. Hallelujah. What you made on that test. Hallelujah. And you know it was a challenge. Hallelujah. And a lot of times we go through tests, hallelujah, because God wants to send us through a test and see will we be able to stand. Hallelujah. So I really and truly just thank God, amen. I give all glory and worship and praise to God that's due to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because can't nobody do you like the Lord. Amen. And it's a beautiful day outside. Hallelujah. I don't know what it's like in Detroit and California. I don't know what the weather's like down there, but I know what's going on in Chicago. Amen. And I can testify about Chicago. Amen. All because I'm here. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And we just give all praises to God. Amen. So if you want to tell your testimony, So tell somebody to call in. The number is area code 646-564-9818. Again, the number is area code 646-564-9818. And press 1 on your dial. Amen. And we'll light your mic up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Pastor Shaquan.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay this morning. I'm doing okay. We got our intercessors on the line. The mics are lit up. Amen.
Good morning.
First, it's Sylvia and Althea. We're waiting on Matt Janice McCann to get on this line. Amen. We also have Apostle on the line. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, good afternoon.
I was wondering why I was feeling such a strong power. We got the apostle on this line.
Oh, Lord, help us.
We got Matt Denise on the line. Amen.
Good morning, Matt Denise.
I'm Mike.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
How's everybody?
Oh my God! It's good to hear Maginice online this morning. Maginice, since you're online this morning, come on and take us to the King this morning. Come on, Maginice.
I sure can. I just need like 20 seconds so I can shut this dog up. Y'all give me 1 second.
Oh,
I'm sorry about that. He's just going crazy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. You are so worthy, God. You are an awesome God. You are mighty God, powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing God, and we just bless your name this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for another day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies today, God. We thank you, Father, for your grace is sufficient for us, oh God, and we just tell you thank you for being ever merciful towards us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We ask you, Father, if you would forgive us for our sins, Father, those things that we've said and done that were not pleasing unto you, Lord God. We ask for your merciful forgiveness, oh God, and if you would just create in us clean hearts and renew us in us right spirits, oh God, so that we might do acts that are pleasing unto you, God, that we might say words that are pleasing unto you. We ask you, Father, for your forgiveness for not being in our proper positions, oh God, when you called us to those positions, Father, and we didn't show up, God. I ask you, Lord God, that if you would forgive us for that, God, and give us another chance, God. We thank you, Father, for your wound of correction, Father, when we are out of order, God. We even see your hand in those things, God. So we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. I come before you, Lord God, lifting up your people today, God. I ask you, Father, that you would look upon the sick, God, those who are crying out to you in pain, oh God, those who need healing in their bodies, oh God, those who need strength, Father, to just go on another day. I ask you, Father, that you would look upon them, Father, with your hand of mercy upon them, and stretch out your hand of mercy upon them as well, oh God. Give them the healing that they so desire. For those that have trusted you, Father, those that have prayed and have fasted and have yet to see manifestation, oh God, I touch and agree with the righteous prayers that have gone forth, oh God. And I ask you, Father, for release, Father, for your by the stripes of Jesus, they are healed. I decree that to be so in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the deliverance that has gone forth for your people, for the bondages that have been set free, oh God, for those that have been freed from addictions, oh God, and all sorts of ailments, God. I thank you for that, and I pray for them, Father, that they would hold on to their deliverance, oh God, and that they would walk forward in the deliverance that you have given them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them where they might be weak, for where we are weak, you are strong. You are a strong power, so we thank you, God.
We thank you, God, for endurance and strength in this season, Father, to go forward, Father. Even when we think that we can't, we can do all things. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. So we thank you, oh God, and I pray, Father, for the nation. I pray, Father, for the United States, oh God. I ask you, Father, if you would look upon us and have mercy, Father, for only you really know what's going on, God. You know what's going on in the spirit realm. You know what's even going on in the earth realm, God. And I ask you, Father, that you would look upon the United States, and if you would have mercy upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and strengthen us and prepare the body of Christ for whatever is to come, oh God. Let us hearken unto the voice, Father, of your prophets that are speaking in this season, oh God. Let us get prepared, Father. Awaken the deaf ears, oh God. Open up the blind eyes, Father, for those whose hearts have been hardened, oh God. I pray that you would turn those hearts back to you before it is too late, God. In the name of Jesus, I even pray, Father, for our president, Father. You said we should always pray for those who have charge over us, God. So I pray for President Barack Obama, oh God. I pray a hedge of protection around him, God. In the name of Jesus, that you would keep his mind, God. In the name of Jesus, and that no hurt, harm, or danger would come nigh him, God, and that he would make decisions, Father, led by your spirit, that he would not be a people pleaser, God, but he would be a God pleaser, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father, that everything that he does, God, that it would line up with your will, whether we understand it or not, God. I pray, Father, for peace in Israel, God. I pray, Father, for your holy land, God. I pray that there would be peace, Father, and that those that are coming up against the holy people of that nation, God, and even whoever is coming, whatever wars that are being threatened and that are being fought in this season, God, I pray, Father, for a hedge of protection around, Father, that region, God, in the name of Jesus. Let no harm or danger, Father, come to those that you have anointed to be in position in that region, God. I pray, Father, even for Malaysia, God. I pray, Father, that the plane will stop falling out the air, God, that they will no longer be shut down. I pray, Father, for those families, God, of the loved ones that have been lost, God, on those flights, God. We know nothing takes you by surprise, God, and we might not know what's really going on, but you do, God. So I pray, Father, that your will would be done, God, in the earth, even as it is in heaven, God. So we thank you, God. I pray, Father, I pray even for Russia, God. I pray for China, God, in the name of Jesus, that your will would be done in that region, God, and that wars would not be fought if they are not being led by you, because we know that you are a God of war, God. Not only are you a God of peace, but you are also a God of war, God. So if it has not been sanctioned by you, we ask you, Lord, that you would send forth your angel, Father, put a stop, Father, to those things that you have not sanctioned, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in this season, God. And even though we don't profess to know all things, God, but there are some things that you have revealed to us by your spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. So I pray, Father, for the people of God, that they would get themselves right, God, that we would sweep around our own doorsteps, oh God, and that our spirits, Father, would be perfect before you. We want to live perfect lives before you, oh God, led by your spirit, Father. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the hedge of protection that you have kept us, God, even when we did not understand how you did it or why you did the things you do, Father. We trust you, God. We trust you in all things, God. And we just say, have your way, Father. Man should always pray, God, and never worry. So we pray for this age, God, and these people, Father, and the things that's going on in this earth, God. We pray, God, at this time, Father, we need you now. We need you now more than ever, more than we've ever needed you before. We need you more today than we did yesterday, oh God.
We need your power,
God. We need your presence, God, in the earth realm. Everybody has not turned their backs on you, oh God.
No.
Pick up the righteous, God. We ask you, God, that you would move by your spirit, God, Lord Jesus, even upon Chicago and all the murder, Father, that is going on here. Have mercy, Father, upon the land. I pray for the shooters, God, those that have been rejected by their parents, God. I pray for them, God. I pray that they, that you would touch their hearts and that you would turn them towards you. You said when your mother and father forsake you, the Lord would take you up. I pray that you would take them up, oh God, that you would heal the brokenhearted, God. Let there be a spirit of forgiveness, God, and not retaliation, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father, that you would touch those, Father. Touch those, Father, who are hard-hearted, God. Those that are called by your name, that are currently walking in disobedience, snatch them out of the fire now, God. Let them put the guns down, God. Jam up guns, God. Make the ammunition unavailable, God. In the name of Jesus, let the military, Father, and the police, Father, be more prevalent in this region, God. Not only in Chicago, God, but in Detroit, Atlanta, and Texas, God, in California, and every other urban area where crime is high, God. We ask that you would come right now, God. Open your spirit, God. Move, we know that it's not your will that none would perish, God. Lives are being lost, God, at the hands of those that don't care, God. These children are being led by demonic forces, God. And we know that there is no force greater than you, God. So we ask, Lord God, that you would release, Father, the angels, God, to take charge, Father, over those that you have assigned them to, God, that they would move right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes. The chariots, Father, would go forth across the United States, God, and that you would begin to turn these young men back to you, God. It used to be, Father, lonely gangbangers were killing each other, but now they're killing the innocent babies, God, and the women, God, and everybody's, nobody is protected in this season, God, unless you have protected them, God. So we ask you, Father, that you will stretch forth your mighty hand of mercy, God, and we thank you, God. We thank you, God, because we know that you will do it. You said when the righteous cry, you would answer, God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, God, but you will deliver us for them all.
Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have your way, Michael, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, come, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless this atmosphere, Father God. In the name of Jesus.
Continue in prayer, Sylvia. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
yes. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Ah, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. What am I saying? God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Glory, hallelujah, Father God.
Oh, my Lord.
Sorry, yes, Sister Sylvia, can you continue in prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let me walk to the back. Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. We magnify you, Father. We exalt your name, God. Father, we lift you up, God. Thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have made, Father. We shall rejoice, God, and be glad in it, God. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us, God. Forgive us, God, for our sins and those known and unknown, God. Oh, God, create us in us, God, a clean heart, God, and renew a right mind in us, God. Father, we come, God, in the blood of Jesus, God, over each individual, God, attached to PSMI, God, each leader, God, and each administrator, God. Father, we thank you right now, God, for calling us, God, out of darkness, God, into your marvelous light, God. Oh, God, let us continue, God, to be the light, oh, God. Oh, God, set on the hill, God, and the salt, oh, God, of the earth, God, not for us, God, but for your people, God, that they will see your glory, oh, God, and desire, God, to know you for themselves, God. Oh, Father, begin, God, to give them a thirst, oh, God, and a hunger for you, oh, God. Oh, God, heal the land, oh, God, of every sickness, God, and every trick and plan of the enemy, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for exposing the enemy, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we have power and authority, oh, God, that you, Lord, have given us, God, to rule and reign, oh, God, on the earth, oh, God. So, Father, we cancel every plan and assignment, Lord, of the enemy against your people, God. Oh, God, the spirit of depression, God, we cut the head off, God. The spirit of lack, oh, God, we cut the head off, God. Oh, God, the spirit of lying, oh, God, deception, oh, God. Oh, God, we cut the head off in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Father, cover us, oh, God, in the blood, oh, God. Each home, oh, God, each neighborhood, God, each community, oh, God. Oh, God, we take back, oh, God. Oh, God, we cover our homes and our children, God, under the blood of Jesus, oh, God. Even when they go out, God, dispatch the warring angels, oh, God, to go before them, God. Oh, God, set your angels on watch, oh, God, in every neighborhood, God. Oh, God, in every city, oh, God, in every state, oh, God. We thank you right now, God, for you said you have given your angels charge over us, God. Oh, God, that they're standing, oh, God, on our behalf, oh, God. So we thank you right now, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God. We lift up those, oh, God, that are depressed, oh, God. Oh, God, let them know, God, that there's hope in you, oh, God. Oh, God, begin, God, to draw them out of this spirit of depression, God. Oh, God, lift up their spirits, oh, God. Oh, God, you said if they would call on you, God, that you would hear and answer, God. So, Father, we thank you, God, right now, God, for your word, God, for your word shall not fail, God, but it shall accomplish, God, what you send it to accomplish, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for every promise, God, every prophecy, oh, God, that has been spoken to your people, oh, God. Oh, God, it shall not fail, God, but it shall manifest, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, for washing us, God, in the blood, oh, God, not the blood of bulls or goats, oh, God, but the blood of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, bless your name,
yes,
God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah, Lord. None like you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. We will exalt
yes,
you, God.
God.
We will speak
Hallelujah.
In truth, oh, God. Oh, God, gird us up, oh, God, on the right and
yes,
on the left, oh, God. Oh, God, when we speak, oh, God, we speak what you tell us to speak, oh, God. When you tell us to speak it, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory. Glory, God, glory, 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 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah,
you.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God. Glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, God. Bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you,
lift up Prophet Daryl, God. Cover
yes,
him, God.
every step that he takes, oh God. He takes ground for you, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Fill him up, oh God. Till it overflows, oh God. He shall never walk in lack, oh God. Oh God, in the spirit, God. Oh God, even in the natural, oh God. There shall be no lack, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, glory, Jesus. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Bless you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's very important that we continue to pray. Amen. Is my mother online?
I believe she is.
Birthday, press one.
My mic is open.
Yes.
My birthday.
Hey, Prophet.
How are you, darling?
I am superlicious, fabulous. Hello, Apostle. Fullwood, Pastor Fullwood. The evangelist, Sylvia.
Thank
you, Denise, Althea.
How are you, my birthday?
I am wonderful.
I can hear.
Praise be unto God.
Amen. You feel like I know today is not intercessor day. I know today is not the day for intercessors to pray, but we need to pray. We really need to pray because our world is in trouble.
Yes, it is.
Our native and countries are in trouble. Our youth is in trouble.
Amen.
She just had I think she was 13 or 14 years old. The little girl went to a sleepover. And she got hit by a straight bullet.
Oh, wow. My God.
And was killed. You know, my brother, would you just pray for us today?
Is there a certain prayer point or just pray?
Just pray.
Praise your name, Jesus. God, we love you. We adore you. We magnify you. We bless you, Lord. We give you all the glory and all the honor because you alone are worthy, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you today for your healing virtue. Father God, I know that there's crime and destruction and catastrophes that are flooding the land. But, oh, God, you said that if your people that are called by your name would humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and seek your face, then you would hear from heaven. You would forgive their sins and heal the land. Father, the land stands in need of a healing. But more so, God, your people need the healing. God, you are the healing bomb. You are the one that can raise the dead. You are the one that can heal all manner of sickness and diseases. So, Father God, I come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I lift up Pastor Shaquan forward to you, Lord Jesus. Father God, the enemy has been just consistently attacking her body, her respiratory system, her lungs. But, Father God, we say today in the
the name of Jesus. We decree and declare no more. Take your hand off of God's child.
Yes.
Satan, you have no authority. You have no power. And we cast the sickness and the infirmities back to a dry, barren place. We cut them off at the head with the sword of God's word. God, you send your word, and you kill them. So, God, we are decreeing and declaring and sending your word of healing to the poor woman's house today. Heal in the name of Jesus. And we call it in the blood. And, oh, God, move her over to the hospital. Touch Pastor Gail Jensen, Lord Jesus. We are both shining in the sea. You yield to before God, and we know you're going to already do it again. Father God, we thank you that there is no cancer cells in our body, that they will bring nothing, oh God, because you have already worked a miracle in our body. For that, God, we say thank you. God, move on down to Mississippi. Lift up Shekin, oh God. God, you said she's a miracle. A miracle in process. God, we thank you for the kidney that you're going to give her. We thank you for the strength of her mother, oh God. God, we bless your holy name. Father God, move her over to the hospitals, oh God. God, oh God, they ain't there. The sicknesses and diseases that have attacked their bodies. God, move by your spirit. God, you said healing is a children's bread. Go into the dispensation, oh God.
Yes,
God,
Jesus.
To rise up and walk, oh God.
Yes,
you said this is the season that the dead shall rise. God, say your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
You can, God. Move supernaturally, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bow down. We bow down before you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we lay ourselves at your feet, oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to the name of Jesus, oh, God.
Glory to the name of Jesus. We reverence
you, surrender all up to you. Yes, God, we surrender all up to you today.
Your majesty.
Yes, God.
Your majesty.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Your majesty.
Oh, God.
We honor you, Lord.
Oh, God.
We give you the glory, Jesus.
Yeah, God.
Holy, holy, holy,
yes,
God.
Yes,
God, holy
we stand
God.
In the presence of royalty on today, oh,
God. Holy, holy, God. Holy,
everything
holy,
about
holy,
you,
holy, holy.
Oh, God.
Holy,
yes, God.
Holy, holy, holy.
Nobody.
Holy, 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 holy,
hallelujah,
If you got your Bible, somebody get their Bible. Somebody get your run to get your Bible, amen. And we thank God for the Spirit of God that's on this line today. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
You are supreme, holy,
amen. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Prophet, we do have a caller. Amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
864-847, your line is open.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Hello?
864-847, your mic is open.
Oh, Jesus.
His mic keeps shutting down.
Hallelujah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I just want to thank God for the prayers that have went forth, and I thank God for this beautiful day He has created. I just want to. I have a testimony. This is Donna.
Praise
Donna
God.
From South Carolina, Sylvia's sister-in-law.
Praise God.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hear you.
I just thank God for bringing a, it's not personally for myself, but it's for someone that was sick, and God delivered her out of her surgery. She had cancer in her mouth, and she had a 12-hour surgery, and I just thank God for bringing her through that.
And I thank God for
just keeping her and having her mind on Jesus. Because you never know what someone is going through in this day and time.
Amen.
Fighting, we are fighting, we are fighting. The enemy is busy. But I come to let you know, I give God all the praise. I thank God for saving me. My testimony is thanking God for saving me from a miserable life of sin one day. Hallelujah. And putting me on the path where I need to go. And I just give God the glory and honor for that, because I can't take it for granted. Because all He does for me, He does good. Just give Him honor today, and I thank God for each and every one on the broadcast, because I'm telling you, you are affecting people's lives, and it's awesome, and I just thank God for just being able to get on and just let you know that I praise God in these last and evil days, because He is so worthy. He's so worthy. So my testimony is to give God all the glory and all the praise that He has brought, that He has brought me through a whole lot, and I can't look back on why and what, but I just thank God for what He's done and what He's going to keep doing for me, and I just honor Him in this day. And I want you all who know the words of prayer to continue to uplift me in Jesus' name, because, see, I started this race, and I started it by myself, because, see, when you go to, when you leave this place, you're not taking nobody with you. It's a self thing. You got to get right with God, and I thank God for having a mind, hallelujah, to call on His name. And to know that He is my Savior. And I thank God. I miss Prophet Shakespeare today, and I just thank God for Prophet Darrell, because you have spoken things in my life, and I just thank you for it. Each and every one that's there, just continue to lift Donna up in prayer.
Amen.
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 Thank
you.
Praise God.
Thank God for testimony.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
And you know what? Testimonies is so important. You know, you never know who you're helping by telling your testimony. Hello, somebody. We don't never know who lies touching by telling our testimony. People overcame by the word of their testimony.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody, maybe you may have went through something that somebody that's going through. So something you went through was the same thing that somebody's going through, and somebody needs to know that you are an overcomer, that you have overcame.
Amen.
That the Lord has has brought you out and set you free from that thing.
Yep.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
So, you know, we don't need to sit down on our testimony or because somebody needs to hear it.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Anybody else got a testimony? Amen. This is Testimony Tuesday. I just felt the need that we needed to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord,
we got another call on the line. Amen.
Evercode 646-564-9818. Press 1 on your dial, and we will light your mic up. If you got a testimony, a praise report, whatever, amen. Come on and call in, amen, because I believe God can do anything but fail.
Fail.
Amen.
Another caller on the line, Prophet. Eric code 985-868. Your mic is hot. Who are we speaking with?
This is Elder Margie. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Elder Margie.
Hello.
I have a praise report, a testimony, but I also wanted to just, I didn't know I was going to say anything aside from the worship that was going on. I was getting in my car to go where I normally leave at this time, and I drive. I had to come in the house and get on my knees. I don't think I knew where I was going. The worship was that strong on the line. I usually put my little ear thing in and listen to you all while I'm driving. Drive. But stand up. Don't go anywhere. I came in the room and I got on my knees. And I just soaked in it. And I needed that refreshing. And listen to the young lady, just Madonna. I didn't realize I had a testimony for someone. We had prayed with a young lady that had not been able to get up out of bed for several months. And when we prayed with her last Friday, and you prayed and tell God what you want and then ask him to get you out of your bed. Her husband had called me this morning to say she was up. She had been up the day after we left her, and she's been eating. So the power,
yeah.
And we seek it. We have to believe it. And I'm telling you, my husband's been in the emergency room 3 times since I came back from our conference. And I'm saying, God, what is this? And it's not me, but every time you tell me, I have to stop it. He said, I stop it so it doesn't do anything. And they look at him like they don't know why he's there. We don't even know why he's there, but it is an emergency at the moment that we go. Because they see him right. It's the first time. And today I said, Lord, I said, what is it? And he just said, the enemy is mad. But as long as you know where the power comes from, and you just call on me, you plead the blood of Jesus. Now you read, go to sleep, do whatever you want to do, and I'm going to take care of it.
Yes, God.
Today, I'm telling you all, in the third, this has never happened to him, but it's, he said the enemy is mad. God said he's greater. And
yes.
I call for this refreshing this morning because we were in the emergency room from 11 to 3:30 this morning. But God is still good.
Oh, yes, he is.
Still good.
Yes, he is.
Yes, so, God.
And I thank
Amen.
You all for doing this.
Amen.
For me
thank
here.
God.
I had to come in and get on my knees, but I needed that refreshing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wait on Lord.
He's the same. Thank you, God.
I guess
Amen.
I have two testimonies, one for the young lady and then one for my husband.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That's all that's called on the line. I don't know if anyone that's on the line already have a testimony.
Jesus. I don't know if this is out there. I'm not sure if this is a testimony, but Prophet Darrell spoke, I think it was last week, possibly the week before, that an old flame will come back into my life. He had married the devil's daughter, and we found each other this weekend. So it's unfolding.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said he's been looking for me for years.
Amen.
Amen.
Me too, Lord.
Amen.
Oh my! Well, this is the season, amen. This is the season, amen. For people
amen.
To get reunited, people that you know, loved one. I'm telling you, this is the season that God is really showing Himself strong in
yes,
His people's lives. Amen.
Amen.
My book is still online.
Yes,
I am.
Oh, okay.
You got your Bible, my birth.
Now, you know I got my Bible, Prophet.
So won't you turn over to Matthew, the ninth chapter? Matthew, the ninth chapter for us.
Matthew 9. And I would just like to say while we go into chapter 9 of Matthew to my daughter and my son-in-law, I had been calling them Full House. Shaquan and Apostle Full House. Didn't know why until the prophecy came forth last night on the intercessor's prayer call last night. Prophet Sanders prophesied that the Lord said that there was overflow coming to your house. But you were shouldn't be blessed above measure. That's why
amen.
The Lord has been having me call you Apostle and Pastor Full House. Because your
amen.
House is going to be so full. It's going to overflow so abundantly that you're going to have to start blessing other people because the blessings are going to come in just that quick.
Amen.
It has been decreed and it has been declared by Lord God Almighty. Your house is full.
Yes, God.
Amen. 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 Mother Kennedy, I would like to add to that that on yesterday I met with my new bosses, and my salary is way more than what the average area managers make. But my boss
praise
said he's
God,
not going to reduce.
God.
But my boss said he's not going to reduce my salary. They're going to keep
Jeez.
It the way it is. Because my salary is actually at the average of a district manager.
Amen.
Not
praise
only
God.
That, not only that, when me
God.
And
yes, Lord.
When me and my wife had prayed last week sometime, the Lord had told me that there was going to be a $10,000 increase. But the increase
Jeez.
Didn't come in my actual salary. What it came, it was in a car allowance of almost $1,200 a month.
Wow.
And
amen.
So when you actually add that up, it's more than $10,000. It's actually $14,000 a year increase.
Amen.
That's more than enough to pay the car note, pay the insurance, keep gas on any mechanical breakdown. The money is there. And so I just want to encourage anyone and everyone that I've never experienced the favor of God like this. And when the Bible truly says when a man finds a wife and he finds a good thing in favor, she's my favor.
Yes.
She has truly been my favor. And I'm not saying that just because she's my wife, but I'm saying because of the evidence that's been shown and it's constantly being revealed and manifested, and that we already know that we're going to need a bigger home. We know that God is going to supply us with so many sons and daughters
to give back to.
And it's like he's taking us, he's getting ready to bring us all the way up to the mountaintop so the world can see just by being faithful. And not only that, but Pastor Gail said on Sunday that whatever the Lord tells you to give in your tithes and offerings, that's what you do.
That's right.
And she said be obedient to that until October. Well, on the way to church Sunday, you know, I was kind of debating with God. God wouldn't debate with me. I was kind of debating with him about shaving off about $25 because we know it's going to be a long stretch before next payday. But I'm so glad that I was obedient to him because what I sold in church Sunday, he returned back to me $1,000 on my job yesterday.
Amen.
So I just wanted to encourage whatever God tells you to give, just give it, because like the songwriter said, he said God's got it. So he has it.
Amen.
He has it. His word says he'll never let our sufficiency be lacked. He's not gonna let our light bill get cut off. He's not gonna let our light get cut off our gas. Those are sufficiencies that we need to survive. And as long as we are cheerful in the giving and obedient to what he says for us to give, he is obligated to do what he has to do.
Amen.
I'm done.
Amen.
Hello.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. My brother.
Well, hold on. Before we go into the word, I just want to give this little testimony. My mom, well, I thank you all for praying for her. She had went in about a month ago, and they saw something on her mammogram, and they wanted her to come in and see the oncologist. And yesterday we went in. They did x-rays again. They did another mammogram, and they put her on the table. But when the results came back once more and again, they told her she can get off the table and go home because they didn't see anything on her x-rays or her mammogram. So I just thank God. God is faithful to his word. Amen.
Yes,
he is. Yes.
Glory to God.
But we thank God for it anyway. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We weren't playing.
Thank God for the healing.
Hands.
Yes, Lord.
We weren't playing games when we was laying hands.
Oh,
no, we were too playing. We ain't got time to be playing with the devil.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
We got the power to
chop
over his head. We got the power to chop over his neck.
To break his neck. Come on now.
Not on my watch. Jesus.
Amen.
Nobody's telling the devil.
Nope.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody scared of the devil but the devil.
Okay.
Come on, my brother.
Jesus. You want me to start reading at the first verse?
Yeah, read up the first verse of my birthday, because this, let me tell you something. This is awesome. Somebody really needs to go call somebody. You need to Facebook somebody. You need to text somebody. You need to go knock on your neighbor door and tell them that they need to call in and get on this word. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, laying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Okay. Then says he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house. And he arose and departed to his house. When the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Keep reading.
Hold on. I got to breathe behind that. If I had to preach this thing, I would say rise, and give God the glory. For the light has come.
For Jesus has come to set us free from the bondage of the enemy. See, let me tell you this.
Lord.
Let me drop this thing. A lot of times when the enemy comes, he only comes to try to distract. And when he comes, he brings the spirit of distraction to knock us off focus, to get us off focus to what God had already promised us. What he told us? He told us that we got an expected end. He told us, I'll never leave you or never forsake you. He said, I'll always be with you, even until the end of the world. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
So he told this man that was sick of the palsy, he said, arise. Whatever your bed is, your bed may be a sick bed. Hello, somebody. It may be a bed of depression. Whatever that bed is, you need to pick up that bed and get up and walk. In other words, shake that devil loose. Shake it off and pack it under your feet. Hello, somebody.
Shake it off.
And what he told him? He said, forget about what's going on. Amen. That's why when the Lord said, get up and go, you got to get up and move.
That's right. He has given us the power
to tread on every serpent, every scorpion, every witch, every warlock. He has given us the power to tread upon them things.
Yes, he has.
Oh.
Power.
Oh, my God. It moved me, and I was like, okay, Lord, what are you saying to us? What are you saying to us? He said, whatever state you in, what Paul said? Paul said, whatever state I'm in, I will find myself to be content. Hello, somebody.
That's what he said.
Oh, my God. Of a pit, you need to find yourself giving God praise. You need to find yourself giving God worship. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
Because, see, the word, if you begin to worship God, that's going to remove the dark cloud out of your way.
Yes, it is.
He came and gave this man hope. He gave this man some hope that, man, you can make it. You can live. You can make it through this. Hello, somebody. In spite of what the doctors have inflicted on him, in spite of what the world has put upon him, God, Jesus came by and said, pick up your bed and walk.
Yes.
He was sick. And a lot of people that we know are sick. Some people are financially sick. Some people are spiritually sick. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
But you got to let somebody know that they got to get up and walk.
Yes, Jesus.
What the song say? The song say, walk it out, walk it out. You got to walk it out.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, somebody. We cannot.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, it's something about unity. He didn't tell nobody. He said, pick up your bed.
Pick up your bed.
He said, all right. Take up thy bed and go into the house. See, let me tell you something. It is a blessing to go to the household of faith.
Yes, it is.
It is a blessing
to go into
the house of God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I'm just getting rid of, oh, my God. It reminds me of when David and his men went to Obed-Edom's house to take the Ark of the Covenant to bring it back to Israel, to the house of David. It's something about when you go into the house of God where the glory of God dwells. It's something about you get peace. You get strength.
That's right.
And when you just begin to obey the Spirit of God, as Apostle has said, as Apostle Andrew said, you will, oh my God, you will find yourself so blessed.
Jesus.
Amen.
If you will just obey the words that come out of the man or woman of God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
What is that? If you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, so shall you prosper.
Yes, Lord.
So that man that was sick of the palsy, he took Jesus at his word.
Amen. Yes, he did.
He didn't care who heard. He didn't care who saw him. He took him at his word.
Thank you,
oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. If I really had to preach this thing, I would say it's in the house.
It's in the house. Amen.
It is. I would say it's in the house.
Yes, Lord.
When we begin to obey the Spirit of God, just like the man that was on this bed of affliction, the men carried that man up. Set
yes,
him on top
did.
Of the roof. Pull
Amen.
The roof back.
That's true
and
faith. Yes,
they did. The roof. Hallelujah.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
The anointing and the glory was in the house.
Yes.
The glory was in the house.
He told him that ain't that what he told him my verse. He said, pick, he said, take up your bed. Arise.
And
take
walk.
Up thy bed.
And go into thine house.
Mm-hmm.
And go into thy house. Woo!
It's in the house.
Let me tell you something. I tell people this, and I've been saying it. I said the miracle signs and wonders going to begin in this house first. I'm talking
Hallelujah.
About me. I'm going to be the walking miracle first.
Jesus.
I'm going to be the walking testimony first.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
It is in my house. It's in my house.
The
yes, Lord.
The Lord is in my house.
He's in my house.
That's
yes, God.
He's in my house. Amen.
He's in my house.
Take it with that thing. Is it in your house, my Bertha?
Amen.
He's in my house.
He's in my house.
He lives in my house.
Amen.
My God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He definitely
he lives
in my house.
House.
Definitely in my house.
Okay.
Here you Hallelujah.
Oh, he definitely in my house.
Amen.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes.
The glory of the Lord is in my house.
Amen.
Yes,
Jesus.
Amen. My God, my God.
Miracle signs and wonders is in my house.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
I was telling the people last night, yesterday, we eulogized one of our members. Amen. And, you know, it's just something about when God can come in and just fill people's hearts with joy.
Yes, it is.
Even I just looked at God, how he just filled the people's hearts on yesterday. You know, even as my pastor was up there delivering the eulogy and everything, but the people's hearts got filled with joy. And there's something about
yes.
when the joy of the Lord begins to come in and to rest upon you.
Jesus.
It's something about when the joy of the Lord enters into your house. You know that everything going to be all right. It can be, the sun can be
all
shining
right.
outside, but it can be dark and gloomy in your life. But when
Jesus.
The glory of the Lord, oh my, thank God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the glory of the Lord comes into your house,
Jesus.
Everything
yes,
else got to flee. Sickness got to flee. Burdens got
yes,
to flee.
Jesus.
Flee.
Yes.
And it's, that's why I say it's in the house.
Yes.
It's in the house.
What they say, charity start at homes and spread abroad.
Amen.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It started in my house first.
Amen.
In my house.
On the way.
So we got to tell somebody that the blessings rested in our house.
Amen.
And not only that, we have to be careful who we allow to come in our house.
That is
there
so
you
true.
Go.
Right.
There you
That's
go.
So true. So true.
Everybody shouldn't be welcome in your house.
Amen.
That's right.
You got to beat the devils back out.
Oh, my God.
My.
Jesus.
I'm telling you. I'm finished reading my Bertha.
And as Jesus passed forth from whence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and with his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Let me tell you something. Let me say this. We as believers, we got to learn. I told this, and I don't understand why the Lord took me here now. When the Lord, when Jesus came, he didn't come for the church.
No, he didn't.
He came for the
sinners.
He came for the sinners. But this
is that's right.
When Jesus come back,
yep, coming for the church.
He's coming back for the church.
Yep.
Yes, Lord.
If you want to see what we have done with all the time,
he's coming back for this house.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he
more
is.
So I think about when Mary and Martha had invited Jesus in the house. Oh my God. And how they begin to serve Jesus. And how she began to wash his feet with her
in her house.
And rinse it off with her hair.
In her house.
And then where was it at my birthday? In her house.
In her house.
So in other words, you got to allow the blessings of the Lord to rest in your house.
That's right.
Confusion can't rest in my house.
No, it ain't welcome in my house.
Can't rest in my house.
No.
Oppression, depression can't rest in my house.
Amen.
No, Jesus.
The spirit of lack can't rest in my house.
Jesus. Okay.
Because the glory of the Lord is in my house.
Praise God.
My God. You ought to call somebody
Lord.
That is in my house.
In the house.
Ooh, my God. So in other words, when Jesus came, hallelujah, and that's why us as being believers, we cannot get puffed up, stuck up in being religion.
That's right.
And being judgmental. All because
it came well
guess
in
what? He had to come into your house and clean up your house. Hello,
yes,
somebody.
He did.
Somebody had to labor and pray with you because you didn't get it all out at one time when you came to that
altar.
Amen.
Come on.
He had to come in and varnish some stuff. Hello, somebody.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Had to come in and take out that bitterness. He had to come in there and take out that lying. He had to come in there and take out that whoremonger spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Come on,
Jesus. Was jacked up, messed up. In other words, you was tore up from the floor.
Amen.
Break it.
Yes, I was.
Nobody was perfect.
But your house was under construction.
Lord Jesus.
Our house was under construction. But guess what?
Yes,
when the Holy Ghost, God, hallelujah, it had to come in and reconstruct some things.
Yes,
it had to come in and set things in order.
Uh-oh. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some people don't want no reconstruction.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
To come in.
Right.
Because, see, when you talk about getting filled with the Holy Ghost, that causes you to act a different way.
Right.
That's right.
It causes you to talk a different way.
And think a different way.
Oh. Who said that thinking to somebody said think a different way? It changed your way of thinking.
That's right. Transformation of the mind has to take place.
Yes,
come on.
In the house.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
That's just like, let me tell you, I was telling somebody the other day, our Sunday school lesson, Sunday was talking about overcoming temptation. The Bible tells us to flee from temptation. Run from it. Because, see, the enemy comes to tempt us, but God comes to test us. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
God tests us, but the enemy tempts us. People know that you're saved. People know you're full of the Holy Ghost, but yet still they want to come around you and try to stir up havoc.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Tempting you to go off on them. They're tempting you to slap them into a Michael Jackson spin. They're tempting you trying to resurrect that old man.
That's
hallelujah.
That's right.
Now you want me to slap you into a Michael Jackson spin so you can holler Thriller. No, I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I'm righteous God.
Amen.
I wasn't supposed to talk like that. I'm sorry. But
somebody's
it's something
hearing.
About when your house has been waxed and varnished. It's something about when your house has been swept clean.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Then God can come in and step with me and kick his heels up.
Yes, God. Come on in the room, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hope you're helping somebody today.
Yes,
purification.
Somebody needs to just say, it's in the house.
It's in the
house.
In the house.
Come on, my birth, and tell us what this Bible says.
Then came he to the disciples of John, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast off? But our disciples fast not. And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bridechamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. No man puts a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in it to fill it taketh away from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles. If the bottles break and the wine runneth out and the bottles perish, but they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved in the house.
Check this out. I tell you, when I move from this place, I ain't taking none of this furniture with me. It's cute.
Me neither.
Hello, somebody. I'm not
Hello.
Taking it with me.
Just my birth certificate.
Because I'm giving me some new stuff. Jesus.
New life and new everything.
Let me tell you something. When God, when you, when, let me tell you something. It's something about when the glory of God sets upon your life. Things don't mean
yes,
the same. I often tell my testimony when I got baptized. When I've been baptized before. But if something happened when I went down in Jesus' name. It was all right for me to go down in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That was cool. But oh, when I went down in Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Everything around me looked so clear and brand new. I came up speaking in tongues. I went down speaking in tongues, came up speaking in tongues. Let me tell you something. When God is giving you a refresh in your house, when God is cleaning up your house, we cannot let in and everything come sit on our furniture.
That's true.
Folks got spirits on them, and you wonder why your house in uproar because you done let this confused spirit come in.
Jesus.
You ain't got no prayer life to let all these folk come around you and sit around your house. You got to make sure, make very sure that you know how to spiritually clean your house.
Yeah.
Every house need a spiritual cleaning.
Amen.
Somebody catch that pillow talk tonight. Hallelujah. But I just think about it, you know, when we're following Christ, we have to make sure we got our things in order. Amen.
Amen.
We have to make sure we are prepared for when the bridegroom comes. We have to make sure that we ain't got the old wine bottles with new wine in it. Hello, somebody. We have to make sure we ain't gossiping no more. We have to make sure we ain't lying no more. We have to make sure we ain't backbiting no more. All right. All right, all right, all right. Come on, my best out.
Hey, man. I'm taking over for my Bertha. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And give me the chapter we in again.
Matthew 9.
All right. Matthew 9, and he's starting at 18. And it says, while he was talking this way to them, behold, a ruler entered and kneeling down worshipped him, saying, my daughter has just now died. But come and lay your hands on her, and she will come to life. And Jesus got up and accompanied him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a flow of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she kept saying to herself, if I only touch his garment, I shall be restored to health. Jesus turned around and seeing her, he said, take courage, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And at once the woman was restored to health.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. If we can get to Jesus, that's what the Bible tells us. That's why it says, come on. Come on as you are. Come on. Come to church as you are. Jacked up. Messed up, toe up.
All right.
Come in with your short skirt on. Come in with your cleavage on. Come in with your thongs. But guess what? After you stay there for a while, something gonna change.
Come on.
You really mean this?
Yes, you will.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
We don't judge the people the way they come in and dress. Come in with your sagging pants on, man. Come on. Come on, show your thinking song. Come on. We want you to come. Come on in with your earrings on. Come on. Women, come on with your tongue pierced. Come on. Men, come on. Come on. Because after a while, if you hang around long enough, something's going to jump on you.
That's right.
Not only that it's going to jump on you, but it's going to jump in you.
Yes. Come on now.
is going to jump in your house and clean some stuff up.
That's right.
Jesus can come in and he can move some furniture around. I'm here to tell you.
Yes, he can.
And she, what she said, then the Bible says she was bleeding for 12 years. She had an issue.
Mm.
Some people that come to the church, when people come to church, these people have issues.
Yes, they do.
Some of these folks got real problems.
That's right.
Some of them have mental issues.
You better speak.
And they don't want to hear you talking about all your mess. These people need to get in contact with the Lord. These folks need to hear a word. How can I get free? I'm going through at home. I suffer with this. See, people, let me tell you something. First of all, I ain't scared of no schizophrenic person, and I ain't scared of no crazy person.
Holy Spirit.
And see, and let me tell you this. You got the power. You got the power to command them things to come out.
Amen.
Now, hello, somebody.
Yeah.
This woman said, Jesus was just that way. She said, but if I can just touch to him, he ain't even got to lay hands on me. He ain't even got to look upon me. He ain't even got to say nothing to me, but if I can just touch to him, of his done. I know I'll be made whole. I know
Amen.
If I make it to the household of faith, I'll be all right.
Amen.
I know if I can get to my prayer closet, I know everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
Yes, it will.
Hello, somebody.
Yes,
I know if I get around some prayer warriors, I know if I get around some born-again believers, I know everything's going to be all right. But what the Bible says, the two of you would touch and agree. Upon anything, it shall come to pass. He said,
it
well, two or three would gather together in my name. If I could just get two more people around, we're going to have some church.
Okay.
Come on, Pastor Shaquan.
And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making an uproar and then, he said, go away, for the girl is not dead but sleeping. And they laughed and they jeered at him. But when the people were put forth, he went in and he took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all the land. And when Jesus departed, these two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto him, believe ye that I am able to do this. They said unto him, yeah, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But when they
check
were
this out.
Departed,
hold on 1 minute, Shatwa. Mm-hmm. Hold on 1 minute, Pastor Shatwa. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on. Put your brakes on 1 minute. Let me tell you something. Them people cried out. It's people out here crying out for help.
Yes.
It's people crying out to be free.
Yeah.
But what we want to do, we want to be so deep and wonderful and go to church and shuck the fuck out of the going in our nice suits, hello somebody. We can go in there in our Chanel clothes on and our Stacey Adams on. Hello somebody. Our Sean John outfits. Hello somebody. Riding up in our nice cars. Hello somebody. But the very time of somebody that's strung out on drugs want to walk in the church, a drunk walk in the church, we don't want to take time and labor with them.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
We've been there to shake their hand.
Right.
We don't be wanting to shake their hand. We look at them like they got boo-boo on them or something.
Right.
No, but not Jesus. You supposed to be born again.
Right. Amen.
I don't like the old sometime it's saints.
Right.
That's right.
I ain't even going to call them saints.
Sometimes you is and sometimes you ain't.
You know?
You should be able to hug somebody that's musty.
Yes,
you
definitely.
Should be able to hug somebody. If you got a clean, nice suit on, you should be able to hug somebody that's stained.
Amen.
Uh-oh. Y'all don't. Ain't that the same thing the rich man did to Oh, Lord, who was that the rich man did that to? Who was it? Oh, I can't remember. But ain't that what the rich man did? I know y'all read the story about the rich man that went to hell. We'll catch that later down along the line. But we, as believers, we cannot worry about getting dirty for the Lord.
Right.
We cannot. That's why they got cleaners. That's why we got washing powder and bleach and all that other good stuff.
Amen.
We got to get out. And I learned from Chatwan. I learned that we got to get in the trenches with the people.
Roll those knees up.
We have to get in the trenches with the people.
Yeah.
Some folk, you got to get on the floor and labor with people.
Yes.
Because somebody has to labor with us.
Yes.
To bring sure we came through.
Right.
We don't see that no more.
Hmm.
I do a problem.
Falling it back.
Yeah. That's why the world, we talking about the world messed up. The world messed up is supposed to be messed up. Why? All because God got us to go out there and be world changers.
Right.
Amen.
He called us. God has chosen us. He has handpicked us to go out there and get those which are lost. Those have not fled. All because some bootleg, jackleg, broke-wristed preacher then ganked them out all their money. Now they don't want to go back to church. He called the remnant that has the Holy Ghost for real.
Amen.
Yes,
Pastor.
Hmm.
So it's a, and guess what? And people got the faith. They got the faith. They crying out for help.
Yes.
But they want somebody that's going to be somebody that's going to help them and not kill them.
Right.
Right.
And we got some people out here that's killing the people spiritually. If you kill somebody spiritually, you're going to show up kill them naturally.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Preach.
Amen. Come on, Chatwan.
Amen. It's, I'm sorry. 31 says, but they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all the country. As they went out, behold, they brought him a dumb man possessed with evil. And when the devil, I'm sorry, possessed with the devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casted out the devils through the prince of the devil. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them
because they fainted and they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto the disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. Amen.
Amen. Close your book, shut your Bible. Amen. And I want to say this. It's a lot of people want the blessings of God, want the move of God, but don't nobody want to work. Don't nobody want to work. People want their churches jam-packed.
But they don't want to do the work.
Right. They don't want to go out there and work. They don't want to go out there and witness to nobody. They don't want to go out there and give the people a bottle of water. Every time you do something, you charge for this, you charge for that. The devil is alive. God, Jesus whipped folk out the temple for selling stuff.
That's right.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
And don't nobody want to work. Don't nobody want to labor with nobody no more. I remember there was a time, hallelujah, when my mama came through, amen, we was going to prep the mission church on the west side. Our pastor was Reverend Geneva Moore. That old woman labored with my mother. And when that woman died, my mama ain't been the same since then. But I'm praying for
Jesus.
Her. I'm praying for her. She gonna get back on track, amen. But anyway, we have to get down and labor with people. We have to pray with people, amen.
Yeah.
We need
yeah.
to be finding out being used. I don't care if you sitting in a five-star restaurant. Baby, if the Lord give you a word for him, you better tell him. You better pray
right.
for him.
That's right.
Sometimes I say, excuse me, baby. Can I pray for you? Can I please pray for you? Amen. And see, the reason why you have to offer it. Amen. Because let me tell you something. Somebody had to offer you prayer one day.
Right.
When you was messed up. When your man was all gone over Ray Ray, Nay Nay, and Shaquita.
You better say that.
Ray Ray had your nose so open so wide you could have bagged the Mack truck up in there. Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to be talking like that.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. But we got to learn how to get down with the people. Amen. We got to learn how to witness the people where they are. Amen. Everybody ain't went to no seminary school. Everybody ain't went to no Bible study. But you got to get down and minister and witness to these people. Get these people some hope.
That's
give
right.
people some help.
That's
yeah.
it.
Hello, somebody.
Right.
Amen.
Help somebody. What the song say? If I can help somebody, along the way,
along the
I know
way.
My living, it won't be in vain. If I can help somebody along the way, I know my living. We won't be in vain. We got to help somebody along the way.
Yep. Yes,
amen.
God. Amen.
We
amen.
To help somebody. Hallelujah. We talking about the devil being the devil. The devil is. No, we ain't set the devil.
Yeah. Right, right.
We had to get the people, snap the people from the enemy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The devil been having a fit with my family. Baby, let's pray. That's why I told my family for this family reunion, before we crack open any food, before anybody cup any look, we're going to pray first.
Amen.
Tell on somebody. Know what I'm saying? Say a family that prays together, stays
together.
Yeah. Tell on somebody.
Come
Amen.
On, somebody.
God is moving by his power in this season.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
And God is showing himself strong through us.
Uh-huh.
He's showing himself strong. He's been patient with us. That's why he allowed us to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
He saved us to help save somebody.
Yeah.
Did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
We'll catch that. We'll catch that later down the long line. But he saved us to help save somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, if you would just minister to three people, take time out of your business and minister to three people that you know not of. He'll work things out in your favor. You should always be able to save a soul or tell somebody about Jesus, or at least one person about Jesus. You go every day without talking about Jesus? People I ain't know, they be running from me because guess what? We're going to talk about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the Holy Ghost. We're going to talk about God. And I don't mean meaning to be sounding all deep and religious, you know what I'm saying. But I got to get the news out. Jesus is coming back soon.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle.
Or wrinkle.
Yeah.
Anybody else online, Shawn?
No, we don't have any other callers up. That's pressed one.
Oh, okay. Praise God. Amen. Well, I thank God for you all. I thank God for Apostle calling. Apostle, you got anything to say, man?
No, I'm just listening to what you were saying. The one thing, though, that came up in the scripture earlier in the verses is the fact that when Jesus told him not to say anything when he was healed, and it just reminded me, when God has been so good to you, when God has delivered you out of so much stuff where he could have took your life, you can't do nothing but to tell somebody the goodness of God. You can't do nothing but to cry aloud about how good God has been to you. And even though, the thing about it, me and my wife talked about this morning or last night, whatever it was that, you know, people tend to always, the people still look at this person as in his condition. And a lot of times people still look at us in our condition, but God doesn't see us in our condition. God has already delivered us. God has already set us free. And anything that we have done, if we sorrowfully repented for, this is in the sea of forgiveness. So what are you looking at about me that's no longer there?
Amen. Amen. Apostle.
They're constantly bringing up something that's not even there. If God doesn't see it, why do we allow people to get us so bound about our past when it's not even there anymore?
Mm-hmm.
That's the love.
Because in God's eyesight, it's gone. Jesus is our advocate. He's our attorney. He's our defense attorney. He's telling the devil not guilty.
Jesus.
Because of the blood. Because it's not guilty. So even if you go out and do something after we get off this prayer call, if you go and repent before God, it boom, bam, it's gone.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But there's still people out there still trying to hold us in bondage. And I'm not talking about the unsaved, because we know the unsaved is going to be the unsaved. But it's the religious folks that's in the church.
Right.
Right.
Like they've been goody two-shoes all their life, and they have not been.
Right.
But they take on this form of religiosity and they think, well, this is how church is supposed to be and all this, and I can go on and on. But someone out there wants to let them know that regardless of what you've been through, God is a deliverer, God is a healer, and all you need to do is listen to his voice and his voice alone. And once you build up enough trust in God and you allow that to become a part of you, and I think that's the major problem with the body of Christ, because we really don't know who we are. We can quote scripture, we can dance, we can shout, we can do all, we can mimic all these other things, but do we really know who we are in Christ?
Jesus.
Wow.
Do we really know who we are in Christ? Because no matter what your situation is, you can still walk with your head high. You can still walk knowing that my Father is the one who holds everything. The earth is the fullness thereof. Like our prophet Jason said when I was home last week. If my Father has all that, I have it too because I'm his heir.
Amen.
And I'm joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So, you know, if not anything, thank God for Jesus interceding for you.
Right.
Amen. Thank God for him. When he's the one petitioning God, God, don't lose your anger on him. Don't lose your anger on my sister. Don't lose your anger on my brother. Glory to God. So we got a lot to be thankful for.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, God bless you all. Apostle, thank you for calling in. Call in tomorrow. I love you all. God bless.
Love you all. God bless.